episode 194.
Really nice to be honored and recognized for doing a good job, and just taken back by the fact that I received the award, you know, out of all the technicians I could have got, and I was one that had the highest scores and on the tests and stuff, and that was just pretty nice to have.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to On Point from Remarkable Results Radio, and a special interview from an auto care industry professional.
On Point.
Hello, aftermarketers. You're listening to Remarkable Results Radio podcast, and I'm Carm Capriato. And today I'm with Chrysler's ASE Master Automobile Technician of the Year 2016, Bob Olson, here in episode 194. As you know, this episode is brought to you by Federal Mogul Motor Parts. They're the reason you enjoy these interviews twice per week. Now, when you need innovation and quality, you need Federal Mogul Motor Parts. With brands like Moog, Felpro, Wagner Brake, Anco, Champion, Sealed Power, FP Diesel, and more, they're the parts techs trust. Find out more at fmmotorparts.com. And you can always follow me on Facebook at Our Results Podcast, on Twitter at Our Results Biz, and LinkedIn, Carm Capriato. And thanks to Scott Felzer, Brett Beechler, and Paul Vance for their recent Facebook likes. Hey, don't forget about the free podcast app available on the App Store on iOS and Android. All episodes right at your fingertips. Now, meet Bob Olson, Chrysler's ASE Master Automobile Technician of the Year. Now, Bob is from a small town of only about 3,000 people. That's Milbank, South Dakota. Bob's been working at Chrysler dealer Geswine Motors for 36 years. Now, how's that for tenure? Bob shares an awesome surprise when he found out that he was being honored as Chrysler's ASE Tech of the Year, and how he values ASE, and that he competed against 24,000 techs in the Chrysler organization. Now enjoy the story of ASE Master Tech Bob Olson. Welcome Robert Bob Olson, the Chrysler ASE Master Automobile Technician of the Year from 2016. Hello, Bob.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, it's great, Bob. From Milbank, South Dakota.
Yes.
Well, you know, what a great honor, the Chrysler ASE Master Automobile Technician of the Year. You work for Geswine Motors?
Yes, I do. For 36 years.
36 years. It's a long time. Congratulations to you and your longevity there. Yeah. Now, when you started at Geswine Motors, was it always Chrysler?
Yes. We've been a Chrysler shop since I started there in 1980. And then we had GMC at the time and had Jeep, Renault for a while Renault had Jeep. And then when they got bought out, we took Jeep over too. So.
Well, I want to get back to what you do at the dealership and kind of your life as a technician, but I want to talk about your great award and going to the meeting in Concord, North Carolina at the ASE Fall Board of Governors meeting. How was that?
That was really great. I mean, it was really nice to be honored and recognized for doing a good job, and just taken back by the fact that I received the award, you know, out of all the technicians I could have got, and I was one that had the highest scores and on the tests and stuff. That was just pretty nice to have.
You were on stage with 45 other award winners?
Yes, from other industries like other shops like GM and Toyota and Nissan. The top technicians from those dealerships were there too. For body and also for mechanical.
What a great collaboration ASE has with, you know, so many different entities in the automotive world.
Yes, it is. Becoming nationally known as the assessment test or certification to have.
Okay, so the day you found out, tell me what happened.
We're sitting in the break room in the morning, and the boss comes out and says, "We're going to have a meeting this afternoon in the shop." And I says, "Oh, oh my God, what's kind of coming down now?" And everybody thought, "What did we do wrong?" And then when he came walking out there, and he says, "Chrysler ASE has presented an award for top tech this year, and this year it's Bob Olson, Geswine Motors."
And did you fall down, fall over? Did they have to pick you up? What happened?
Well, actually, I couldn't even hardly believe it. I says, "Well, that's kind of nice, but are you sure?" And he says, "Yep, it's definitely you." And I said, "It was Al McAvoy, who used to be instructor. He definitely knew it was me that had won it. So he had sent me an email too saying it was me." So
when did it sink in that you won this award?
About 2 weeks ago, yeah. It's about for sure, you know, like after I came back and I was, you know, I was thinking about it and I says, I was top tech of United, of everybody in the United States. I says, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, there's a moment you can get a little swag going on, huh?
Yeah, and it's like, wait, I wasn't, you know, I thought, well, that's, you know, I won the award, but, you know, and then they start thinking about it, that you were the top tech. So I was.
Wow. And you competed against about how many techs from Chrysler?
I said, Mr. Edward Kay was saying there's about 24,000 Chrysler techs that were eligible to receive it this year, and I was the top one. So
amazing. So that meant that you had to have certain test scores?
Top test scores on ASE, full certification, like A1 to A8, and then I got the A9, which is light diesel, and then I got the L1, which is drivability and electronics. So, and then also had that, and also be certified as Chrysler top tech, you know, master tech for the last 5 years also. So, and I've been a master tech for 25 years now as a Chrysler master tech. Before that, I was working mainly with Jeep. I was the one that took over the Jeep parts. And so I was master tech at Jeep, and then I came back to Chrysler because I'd been, they all came in one.
So, Bob, tell me, how did it feel being on stage and getting that recognition out in Concord, North Carolina?
Kind of totally unbelievable that somebody would take the time to actually thank you for doing a good job. And it's just kind of numbing to know that they're really appreciative that you did do good. I mean, and people took time to actually say thanks.
Well, I'm sure there was a lot of ceremony, but there had to be some fun. What'd you guys do?
Well, and we got there a little early, so we went to the Aviation Museum in down in Charlotte, saw the replica of the Kitty Hawk, and then also they had the remarkable landing on the Miracle on the Hudson, that plane that landed in Hudson. They had the fuselage there, so we got to see that and all the story on that I got to see. And then Tuesday we went around and did some things, and that night, that was Tuesday we did that. And Wednesday morning, we had Mr. Hendricks invite us to come down and see his private collection, and is where he builds NASCARs, the factory he builds NASCARs at. So we got went to a tour of that, which was pretty nice.
I'm talking with Jonathan Ciccelli, a technical product specialist with Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Now, you're visiting shops every day, so when you put product in the hands of the technicians and service advisors, what are they saying?
Going back to Federal Mogul's long-term presence in the industry, they already know the product, and some of them we don't have to say much about. It's the newer product, the latest innovations that we come out with that just blow people away.
So Jonathan, you take that brand new OEX pad and you put it into the hands of a technician. What happens?
They look at it and are kind of speechless for a couple seconds, and they just can't deny that it's an awesome looking product, and they can't deny that it's going to work fantastic on their vehicles.
Now, another phenomenal product line that is just one of the most iconic brands in the entire industry is Moog. Now, there's a lot going on with Moog.
The newest thing with Moog is going to be, I think, the most important thing to the shops is the newer design ball joint that we created. And that was off of technicians' responses to a boot design.
That's that compression-loaded ball joint with the pre-installed integral dust boot?
Absolutely. And as soon as I pull that out of a box and show a technician or a shop owner, they just were like, this is amazing.
So, Jonathan, would you say that you're a champion for Federal Mogul Motor Parts and all the premium products?
Absolutely.
And a champion for all the training?
I'm very big on training. I've always been in training since I've been in the professional field. So just to come back and support on the other end has just been an awesome experience.
Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Garage Gurus is your go-to source for the vehicle training, technology, and answers you need to keep your next job on track. On site, online, or on demand, the gurus are here to help keep your business and your career on the road to success. Visit fmgarageguru.com. So you went through Hendricks.
Oh, yes. That was like half mile away from where we stayed.
Any special thing happened while you were there?
Oh, yeah, we got to see all the tooling and stuff in the machine shop, which is totally remarkable. I mean, and like I said, one of the technicians, and I was also interested in knowing where you could buy one of his impacts, you know, used for NASCAR. Everybody kind of likes to know where to get the best impact. And they said, well, you can't, because we make them here for ourselves only. And I said, well, that's kind of cool. That's cool.
Do you see any classic cars?
We got to go see his private collection up on another hill there. And he's like 67 Corvettes. He really likes them because he had like every one ever built that had any, you know, every option it had. And then we got to walk around the other place. And I knew he had bought the Dodge Challenger Hellcat, number one. And yes, he did have that up there. And we got to see that. And he got up to it and he says, that is the Hellcat. And I said, yeah, it's number 101. He goes, well, that's right. And I says, it's hand painted and it's one of a kind color. It's only ever going to be this way. It was painted at the Viper Shop. He says, yeah, that's right. And I says, oh, that's kind of, so how do you know about this? I says, well, it's something I know about. I'm Chrysler, so I would know about this.
Yeah.
Our tour guide was the front tire changer for the Jimmy Johnson team. He's the front tire, I mean, he was the one that, the lug man, lug nut guy. He's one, and he says, well, how come you're doing this? He says, well, Mr. Hendricks actually do something, you pretty much do it. But that same day we was there, they was having a get-together and party to get send-off for Jimmy Johnson to go down to the homestead to win, and that's when he won the track championship that year.
So take me back to the dealership. Actually, take me back to when you started. What was your beginning at being a technician?
Started out in, like I said, at trade school, and in high school they had a kind of like a multi-district, it was kind of pre-trade school. So I took that for that one school year, and then in the afternoons, and then in like in 75, when I was graduating, there was absolutely nothing going on. So I joined the service right after, you know, after Vietnam there, and then, became a generator mechanic and a wheel vehicle mechanic there. And then I got out, and then I went to another year of Voltec, and then I was hired on.
You were hired on at Chrysler?
Yeah, right. Guess what? Yes.
Wow. So you almost started your career there, just about.
Yeah. He was, when we first started there, when I first started, he just moved to that place, building we're in. He had just moved there from uptown, and we had a small shop, and now he moved out there, and he just started there, so.
All right. So your biggest daily challenge is at the dealership?
Basically, paperwork and keeping up with the knowing knowledge every day. Not only do you have to know what you're doing, you also have to be able to write it down so they can get paid for it, you know, through the warranty and time and stuff.
So you're really talking about technology, keeping up with technology, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's every day. You got to, it's electronics. Everything is done now. Brakes and everything is all done with electronics. So everything can be, it's all tied together.
Do you do anything besides electronics? Are you into the heavy stuff? You mentioned diesel. You're doing diesel?
Yes, I'm the diesel and transmission tech also. Main one for that. I have been working on that for many years now too. And the diesels are, like I said, I'd like to, if I was going to get a diesel, I'd get one before the DEF came out. Because the DEF comes out, they got all kinds of extra stuff on it, I think, only for pollution, which is good so we can breathe, but it doesn't do anything to help out the vehicle to run. But it's a requirement. So it's got to be on there.
Right, right. Out of all the jobs you do, but diesel transmissions, electronics, engine, is there any favorite area you like to work in?
I do kind of like working on transmissions because it's something that you have to have a skill set on. Very few people do work on them anymore. So it's got to be. And most time, like I said, it's electronics, and you got to figure out between electronics or hydraulics. So
when you take a look down the road, 10 years... You know, you still may be working, you may be retired, but where do you see technology and your job going?
Well, I would see it's going to hybrid electric vehicles and all electric vehicles, and then also maybe even self-driving vehicles, but I would say hybrids for sure because we have them coming out this year, Chrysler does with the Pacifica. In fact, I think every dealership is going to get some, at least one, to have, to show off anyway. And that has about 40 miles of drive time on pure electricity if it's charged up, or about a 450-mile range to with gas engine. So,
okay, so it's the Pacifica is going to be hybrid?
Yeah, they got the regular Pacifica, hybrid Pacifica.
Now, I have not kept up with what Chrysler is doing for hybrids or EVs. Is this their first entry?
No, they had electric vehicles back in the 90s in the minivans out in California. They had a few just purely electric hybrid, and then they had Durangos and Aspens were also hybrid electrics. They had the same powertrain as the Chevy Tahoe and the GMC Suburbans. They had the same, in fact, exact same transmission they did, with the electric motors and stuff inside it.
Wow. Hey, tell me about your family.
Been married now for 28 years, and they got one daughter who's 27 years old, and they got four grandchildren, two boys and two girls, and they're really nice to have, see them when I can, because I don't think I see them enough, but that's, I guess, my call, but try to see them as often as I can.
I hear you. Now, are you working 5 days, 6 days a week?
1 week it's 5 days, next week it's 6 days.
The every other Saturday gig?
Yeah, every other Saturday, yes.
Okay. Now, what do you do to recharge?
I got a lot of woodworking machines downstairs, like a turning lathe, and I like building little boxes and stuff for knickknacks and stuff I work on. Wife has always got some honey-do list, too.
Oh, honey-do list. Don't even bring that up. Wow. I hear you. Well, look, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you being on the show. I so congratulate you on this award. ASE, you really value the certification?
Yes, I believe that is very important to have, because it's shows us, when you have that passion, shows a sign that you have taken at least the basic knowledge of what's going on and are willing to learn the electronics and what's needed to be learned to work on these vehicles. And it keeps changing every year. And now it seems like it's changing every 6 months on what's coming out. So,
isn't it amazing? I don't know how you keep up, and you only have to worry about Chrysler, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we work on about everything that comes in, but mainly Chrysler. And we, like I said, we have GMC. We used to have, so we got some of the customers that have the GMCs or know that we do. I have worked on them. They bring this stuff in too, and they bring what comes in the door and what gets traded in. Of course, we got to work on that too. So
does Chrysler provide you online training, leader-led? Do they bring in people? Where are you getting your training?
Well, training is have classroom training every year. Last year, I had 4 days of classroom training. It was down in Minneapolis. It was about 180 miles away. And then there's always like 4 or 5 days of online training that you have to do on your own time. I do it because the boss does compensate us for it if we do it on our own time. So it's something to do on when you're sitting around doing nothing else anyway. And it's got to be learned. And then that way you can relax. That way, if it's at work, you know, you got to keep going through it. And if at home, if I'm at home doing work, I can just stop it if I don't like to. Yeah. Tired of looking at programming, just starting again.
I get it. Do you think that that number of hours and the time you invest keeps you current, or you think there's more that you have to do?
There's more you could be doing. I try to read up on trade magazines as they come out. And one of my favorite ones is like All Par. It's a website for Chrysler and stuff. And it tells you what things they're coming out with. And they also have issues that they... people are complaining to them about that you can read into, and you can kind of, if you want to, you can respond and tell them what you found to fix it.
Well, it was just great, Bob, having you on the show. And congratulations to the Chrysler ASE Master Automobile Technician of the Year in 2016. Do you think you can repeat now?
Well, that's, I don't know. Except you take ASE tests every 5 years. So I won't be taking them now for a couple more years to start going through the series again. So maybe in a couple of 2 or 3 years, maybe yes.
Well, great. And I wish you the best for that.
Okay.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, aftermarketers, thanks for joining us. Hey, there's more on Bob Olson on the episodes page at remarkableresults.biz/E194. I'm always interested in your ideas, insights, or comments. Just mail me at carm@remarkableresults.biz or head over to the contact page on the website. Hey, thanks for spreading the word on the Aftermarket's premier podcast that delivers powerful insights and stories for you. Entrepreneurs, technicians, distributors, manufacturers, students, and educators are among the many professionals that listen each week. So keep sharing the wisdom with your friends and peers. And until next time, thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.